Hello, welcome to the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Today's topic, the What to Eat Whole Person Integrative Eating Food Pyramid, which I created to help you eat to lose weight, feel better, and restore health. I'm Deborah Keston, nutrition researcher and host of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. And I'm on a mission to give you the science-backed weight loss wisdom you need to eat less and weigh less without dieting. In each episode, I'll translate cutting-edge weight loss research into actions you can take that can make a real difference in your weight and well-being. Let's get started. To begin, here's some perspective about today's topic. In 1992, more than 30 years ago, the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, created its food pyramid, a visual guide of basic food groups about what to eat each day for nutritional health. It's not working. Over the last few decades, since the start of the USDA food pyramid, obesity and other diet-related chronic conditions have been soaring. This is why I created the What to Eat Whole Person Integrative Eating food pyramid. Based on 21st century science, the What to Eat WPIE food pyramid offers scientifically sound, dependable, real-life insights into putting optimal eating for weight loss and physical and mental well-being into action each day. Here's what I mean. As many of you know, for decades, millions of Americans have been struggling with overeating and being overweight or obese, disordered eating behaviors such as emotional eating, and other chronic physical and mental health conditions due to diet, from heart disease and diabetes to depression, anxiety, and more. Plus, the social isolation we all experienced during the COVID lockdown lifestyle, and that continues today for many, has led to even more of us turning to health-harming comfort food to cope. The What to Eat WPIE food pyramid I'm discussing today isn't just my personal opinion about optimal eating. Rather, it's based on my science-backed whole-person integrative eating dietary lifestyle, meaning a most-of-the-time way of eating that behavioral scientist and my husband, Larry Sherwitz, and I discovered when we merged ancient food wisdom with modern nutritional science. Ultimately, whole person integrative eating is a scientifically sound program that can lead all of us back to a deeper, healthier relationship with food and eating, and in turn, weight loss, health, and healing. I'm mentioning this today because the What to Eat WPIE food pyramid is based on two groundbreaking discoveries Larry and I made when we did research on our whole person integrative eating program with 5,256 participants. Here's what we discovered. Number one, we identified seven new normal overeating styles that lead to overeating and weight gain. Number two, our research also suggests a solution to overeating and to the seven statistically significant overeating styles we identified that are dependable predictors of overeating. What's this magic solution? The seven perennial whole person integrative eating principles are the antidotes to each of the overeating styles. Here's why I say this. During my 6-week, 18-lesson online e-course on whole person integrative eating, the more people followed the new normal overeating styles Larry and I identified, the more likely they were to overeat and be overweight or obese. On the other side, those who replaced the seven overeating styles, here they are: emotional eating, fast foodism, food fretting, task snacking, sensory disregard, unappetizing atmosphere, and solo dining, the more they replaced the overeating styles with their whole person integrative eating guidelines, Those were the ones who ate less and lost the most weight. In other words, our research revealed that whole person integrative eating is a scientifically sound new and varied path to eating less and weighing less. And what's especially intriguing about these findings is that only one whole person integrative eating ingredient is about what to eat, meaning your food choices. The other six are about how to eat, your eating behaviors, to overcome overeating and overweight. A brief aside, if you want to know more about the overeating styles and if you see yourself in any of them, please visit episode 3 with the title, What's Your Overeating Style? Discover the Root Reasons You Overeat. Visit this at healingsecretspodcast.com. Back to today's topic. The whole person integrative eating what to eat food pyramid gives you step-by-step guidelines based on solid 21st century scientific discoveries about eating for weight loss and well-being. In other words, benefiting from the guidelines in the whole person integrative eating what to eat food pyramid begins and ends not only with state-of-the-art science, but also with behavioral medicine insights. I integrated all this so that what I'm suggesting in the whole person integrative eating what to eat food pyramid is a realistic way of eating for weight loss and well-being for the long term. To begin, so you'll have some insights into why I designed the whole person integrative eating and what to eat food pyramid the way it is, I want to mention some studies about the influence of ultra-processed fast food on weight, followed by some studies about the health-enhancing influence of fresh whole foods on weight and well-being. But first, so we're all on the same page, I want to take a few moments to clarify fresh food versus ultra-processed fast food. Here's fresh whole food. What exactly are fresh whole foods? They're foods that are real, natural, nourishing, and healthful. Their original integrity is intact. Not only does fresh whole plant-based food from fruits, veggies, whole grains, legumes, and nuts and seeds offer balanced nutrients in the ratio nature intended, they have what your microbiome, your gut, and mind and body need for health and healing. Ultra-processed foods. The opposite of fresh whole plant-based food is ultra-processed, denatured fast food products that wreak havoc in your microbiome and in turn lead to overeating, overweight, and obesity. They're refined food products that are high in fat, salt, and calories, and they're often filled with chemicals and additives that further increase odds of weight gain and illness. Here's a study that gives us excellent insights into the influence of ultra-processed food on weight. Study number one. Knowing that many obese people have what is called Western diet-induced obesity, researchers wanted to know if there was a relationship between gut microbiota, meaning the 10 to 100 trillion microbial cells, mostly bacteria, harbored by each of us in the gut. They wanted to know if there was a relationship between gut microbiota from the ultra-processed, high-calorie, fast-food standard American diet, SAD is the acronym, and weight. And to find out, they transplanted gut microbiota from a fast-food diet into germ-free mice, meaning mice with organism-free guts. The results? Microbiota from the standard ultra-processed fast food diet promoted more fat gain than transplanted gut microbes from lean donors. This study on mice is very illuminating because both mice and humans are mammals with a similar biology. So what applies to mice may also apply to humans. Because of the similarity, we now know that the quality of the food you eat, meaning fresh whole food versus ultra-processed fast food, and your weight are intimately interconnected. In other words, state-of-the-art science is revealing there's a lot more to the weight story than calories in, how much food you eat, and calories out, the amount of daily physical activities you have. Given what we now know, perhaps a more helpful question to ask about weight and weight loss may be, is your most of the time way of eating fresh whole food or highly processed fast food products, is that your typical fare? The next few studies are about the influence of fresh whole food versus ultra-processed fast food on weight, but also on your appetite and your emotions and general wellness and well-being. Study number one, about losing weight. Researchers recently discovered that city children in Ecuador's Amazon who ate far more meat products, dairy products, processed starches such as white rice and candy, than rural children not only ate more, they also gained a lot more weight, even though the city and rural children moved and burned similar amounts of calories throughout the day. This tells us that what we eat may be more important than how much we move and exercise when it comes to fighting obesity. Here's study number two about restoring health. Here are two examples of the power of fresh whole foods to restore health by halting and reversing a plethora of diet-related chronic conditions. Number one, lifestyle research by Dean Ornish, MD, showed that heart disease and overweight can be reversed with one, a plant-based diet, two, stress management, three, physical activity, and four, social support and connection. Study number two along the same lines. When Native American sculptress Roxanne Swintzel and 13 other members of the Santa Clara Pueblo in New Mexico replaced years of fast food fare with the original indigenous fresh foods their ancestors ate, they restored their health. Along with losing a lot of weight, some lost 50 pounds or more, other diet-related mind-body ailments from high blood pressure and heart disease to depression and more reversed and healed. Here's another study about fresh whole food and feeling better mentally. Consuming mostly fast food, ultra-processed food, can lead to malnourishment and too much bad bacteria in the gut, both of which can contribute to negative emotions such as depression and anxiety. An antidote, one of the key findings in Whole Person Integrative Eating Research, my program, is that the combination of reducing negative feelings and improving food choices, meaning more fresh, whole, plant-based foods, were the strongest predictors of how much weight people lost. In other words, a mostly fresh whole food diet and positive feelings are key factors in controlling weight. I'm going to tell you about the four categories of the WPIE What to Eat pyramid, but first I want you to know about the health benefits behind the categories, why I designed it the way I did. In other words, I created the Whole Person Integrative Eating Food Pyramid so that you can benefit from breakthrough 21st century scientific discoveries about food and health. Here's the bottom line. In 2004, National Geographic explorer Don Buettner coined the term blue zones to describe the diet and lifestyle of areas in the world linked with longevity. One, the diet Buettner identified linked with longevity is a mostly plant-based diet. He describes the 9 lifestyle habits, including diet, linked with longevity as the Power 9. Number 2, the diet and lifestyle in Blue Zone's longevity areas are super similar to the 5,000-year-old Mediterranean diet, voted the healthiest diet in the world 6 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Number 3, the diet and lifestyle in Blue Zone's areas are super similar to Dr. Dean Ornish's Heart Disease Reversal Program, which is now the new medical specialty Lifestyle and Medicine. Ornish Lifestyle Medicine shows diet, a low plant-based diet, and lifestyle reverse heart disease, prostate cancer, and Alzheimer's disease. The key bottom line, a predominantly plant-based diet and other lifestyle factors, 1, create lots of good bacteria in the gut microbiome, which in turn boosts immunity and prevents and reverses most physical and mental health conditions. Number 2, a predominantly plant-based diet and other lifestyle factors have the power to switch off the expression of illness for which some genes are coded. This science is called epigenetics. And number 3, a predominantly science-based, plant-based diet and other lifestyle factors can lengthen what's called telomeres in chromosomes, which is linked with longevity. Short telomeres are linked with shorter lifespan. Please listen to the diet and lifestyle that prevent reverse chronic conditions, episode number 9, and the special series I created, episodes 5, 6, and 7, for more about health benefits of diet and lifestyle. Visit HealingSecretsPodcast.com to access these episodes. Now that you know why I'm recommending what I'm recommending in the Whole Person Integrative Eating Wati Pyramid, here are the 4 major categories. If you want to actually see or perhaps study the infographic or image of the Whole Person Integrative Eating What to Eat Food Pyramid, please visit HealingSecretsPodcast.com and open the transcript CTA under Episode 10, the What to Eat WPIE Food Pyramid. Here are the 4 categories in the WPAE What to Eat Food Pyramid. Number 1, mostly plant-based food. Number 2, small or no servings of unprocessed animal-based food. This is an optional category. Number 3, the category of relaxed restraint food choices, which are also optional. Not to worry, I'll explain relaxed restraint food in more detail in a moment. And the 4th category is food to avoid, because the food products in this category wreak havoc in the microbiome, your gut, and in turn on weight and mental and physical well-being. Here's a little bit more about each category. Category number 1, plant-based food, which I'm suggesting would be your most of the time way of eating. This food is fresh and whole, and it's plant-based. Examples, fruit, veggies, dark leafy greens, whole grains, beans and peas, raw nuts and seeds, and fermented veggies. Fresh, whole, plant-based food has an abundance of nutrients such as fiber, phytochemicals, antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, and so on that enhance health and healing. They also feed good bacteria in your gut, which in turn helps you attain and maintain a healthy weight and mind-body health. Category number 2, animal-based food, which is optional, and I'm suggesting fresh, chemical-free, lean animal-based food in small servings. Examples: dairy, fish, fowl, meat, and fermented dairy such as kefir and yogurt. And I'm suggesting this because animal food in the WPIE pyramid is optional. If you include animal food in your diet, make the serving small, fresh, lean, and chemical-free. Lots of plant-based food with small amounts of animal food is the way to eat for weight loss, a balanced microbiome, and mind-body wellness. Category number 3, relaxed restraint food. This is also an optional food category. And if you eat these foods that I'm including in the pyramid, I'm suggesting do it sometimes and in moderation. Again, these are optional, and these include ultra-processed food, high-fat food, high-sugar food, and high-salt food. Examples: pastries, cookies, cakes, sweetened cereal, candy, soda and sugary drinks, corn chips, potato chips, canned food, refined food, and alcoholic beverages. A comment about that: enjoy wine and beer and alcoholic beverages in moderation if they're already part of your dietary lifestyle. Do not begin to drink these beverages if it is not currently typical for you. Now, I'd like to explain what I mean by relaxed restraint food. Whole person integrative eating includes the concept of relaxed restraint, a behavioral medicine idea that supports moderate flexibility about what you eat in order to up the odds of maintaining optimal eating for the long term. This means if you choose to eat sweets and ultra-processed foods, do so sometimes and in moderation, and continue to make fresh, whole, plant-based foods your most of the time dietary lifestyle. Category number 4, food to avoid: eat as little as possible. Fried food, cured meat, fruit juice sweetened, fast food. Other examples are French fries, fried chicken, sausage, bologna, cold cuts, frankfurter, bacon, salami, potato chips, hamburgers, pepperoni, and donuts. Why? Because fried, sweetened, highly ultra-processed food, replete with health-harming fats, sugars, and a motley crew of synthetic chemicals that feed bad bacteria, increase odds not only of overeating and weight gain, but they are also more likely to trigger anxiety and depression, emotional eating episodes, inflammation, autoimmune conditions, and more. Here's a brief recap of the 4 categories of the What to Eat WPIE food pyramid. 1, plant-based food most of the time. Animal-based food, optional. Small servings if you enjoy that. Relaxed restraint food products, optional. And if you choose UPFs, do so sometimes and in moderation. And category 4, food to avoid as little as possible, because these foods play havoc with your health. Here is the bottom line about the What to Eat WPIE food pyramid. It is a guide designed to reset and rethink what you eat, to replace traditional restrictive dieting with a scientifically sound and flexible way of eating that lessens overeating, leads naturally to weight loss, enhances mind-body health, regulates hunger levels and eating behaviors such as food cravings, balances the microbiome, strengthens the immune system, and more. The What to Eat WPIE pyramid also reflects the antidote to the WPIE fast foodism overeating style And the antidote to the fast food of overeating style is choose fresh whole food in its natural state as often as possible. The bottom line is, if you follow the WPIE food pyramid as a guide and make it your most of the time way of eating, in other words, your dietary lifestyle, not a diet that you go on then off, it serves as a scientifically sound roadmap for what to eat for weight loss, health, and healing for a lifetime. So you can reap the rewards of what you discover on each episode of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. I close each episode with an in-action idea for you to try. This may be a quick tip about how to implement the healing secret of food we just discussed, or a practical step you can take, such as ordering a size down of your favorite coffee concoction, or perhaps I'll suggest a self-insight exercise, an internal reflection that can lead you closer to achieving your food-related health goals. I'll offer an in-action exercise at the end of each episode that can contribute to your transformation from today's new normal way of eating, which leads to overeating and overweight, to whole person integrative eating, which I describe as your scientifically sound personal guide to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Consider keeping a health healing secrets of food revealed journal to write about your experience with each in-action exercise. Here's today's in-action self-insight reflection. Step number one, consider the pyramid. To do this, open the transcript CTA or the in-action CTA next to the yellow light bulb under episode 10 at healingsecretspodcast.com. Now, carefully look over the graphic illustration of the whole person integrative eating what to eat food pyramid, which reflects state-of-the-art 21st century studies on what to eat for a more balanced microbiome and in turn, weight loss, enhanced emotions, and perhaps restored health. Step number two, where are you? As you look over the pyramid, keep in mind the WPIE What to Eat Food Pyramid is not a diet as we think of diet today, a rigid way of eating, you go on for a while then off. Rather, to reap the mind-body health rewards, the pyramid suggests a most-of-the-time way of eating that includes four categories. As you look it over, question number one, in which category is most of the food you eat today? Question two, do you think you could benefit by including more plant-based foods in your everyday diet? Question three, if yes to number two, what kind of modification or modifications can you make to meals and snacks that would make them more plant-based? Instructions, write down one change that would be realistic for you to make. Number two, right now, envision making that change, then enjoying the dish meal or snack that includes your plant-based change. If you would like a summary of today's in-action exercise, which includes a visual of the What to Eat WPIE Food Guide Pyramid, please visit healingsecretspodcast.com. Then look for the yellow light bulb next to the in-action CTA. At healingsecretspodcast.com, you can also listen to this episode again and read the transcript and my article about the WPIE What to Eat Food Guide Pyramid. And please consider joining the Healing Secrets Podcast community, where I'm looking forward to meeting you. I want to thank you for joining me today on the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. With each show, I'll share step-by-step science-backed weight loss wisdom to nourish all of you, body, mind, soul, and social well-being each time you eat so you can thrive. I'm Deborah Keston, host of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Until next week, be nourished.